When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. We are back with another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, my first ever brand officially launches, and I am so excited. Vixen the Label is officially a brand. It's officially a real thing with a real website that you could head to right now. That's VICSEN thelabel.com, VixenTheLabel.com. Vixen is not VIXEN, so be mindful of that. You can head there to support my new business, pick up your new lingerie, but keep in mind, I designed some of these pieces and created them to not only be lingerie that you wear at home, but also to be worn out the way that I always have. I've always worn lace and lingerie and things as real clothes, under button downs or under blazers or with leather pants or with skirts or whatever the case is. And that's what I was mindful of with some of these pieces. We have the bra that it's a beautiful, beautiful lace detail that's not totally see-through, and you'll see in the photos on my Instagram, on the website, I styled it myself with a cropped blazer and leather pants. I know I've also worn it myself. It's not pictured, but kind of sneaking out of like a little button down. I'll probably make a video to show you guys that kind of look so you can get the visual of that. Also the bodysuit is more opaque, so this way you get to wear it and feel sexy and lace and mesh, but without feeling like you're really bearing it all. I know I will be wearing this bodysuit all the time. And then, of course, the corset, my favorite piece. You'll hear me raving about the corset in this episode. I know I'll be wearing this one, like, the most. That is definitely more on the sheer side, but it just makes such an iconic outfit. Oh my God, I love it. Anyway, we get into each piece in the episode in tons of detail, so you will hear much more about that, because today you are going to be listening to a conversation between myself and my friend Abby Hall, who I've actually had on the show once before when we were talking about all things branding. So you'll see her name if you go back to earlier episodes. And Abby is not only the creative director of her agency, Tone the Agency, but she is the creative director of Vixen the Label. And so I invited her on today's episode to basically just chat with me and just talk through the journey of Vixen from day one to now. And in this conversation, you'll hear the vulnerable stories of this process, and you'll learn the behind-the-scenes reality of what it takes to launch a brand and how much patience is required, and the highs and the lows, and all that kind of stuff. And you'll just get to hear what Vixen is all about. You'll get to know the six pieces in detail, and you'll get to understand what the Vixen experience should feel like for you as a shopper, as a customer of Vixen. So if you've been listening to For the Girls podcast from the beginning, or even if you've just been following me on Instagram for a while now, then you have heard me hinting at this launch for a very, very long time. And the time has finally come that she has launched, and I'm just extremely proud. I'm extremely humbled, and I'm just really grateful, because none of this, trust me, none of this would have been possible without this much support from you all. And yes, I have plans and I have goals to expand Vixen as much as possible, to expand Vixen as a brand in general, to expand the types of clothing that we launch, to expand size options. I would love to be able to offer more sizes and so on. I just really want to expand Vixen and take this on, you know, full time. But as a small business, we all got to start somewhere. So I hope that you listen to this episode and hear not only my personal journey with this brand, but I hope that you hear hope for yourself. I hope that you hear what's possible for you, because everyone gets to start somewhere. Even if you don't want to launch a lingerie brand, if you're just looking to start a business or a project of your own or start to create content, whatever it is, I hope this episode gives you all the feels and helps you see the vision that is possible for you. I mean, this literally all started in a pizzeria with Abby as nothing more than a daydream. And now it's all a brand that you could shop. And also just one thing to note, because Abby does say in this, you know, episode how she even found me in the first place, but what I want you guys to really hear when she tells me this, like, she says here, oh, I found you through your vibe. I loved the content that you were posting, and so I just DM'd you. Like, understand something. Abby found me on Instagram through content that I was posting every single day, consistently, without fail, for years. Honestly, for free, mostly as a hobby. And so many people give up when their posts or their content doesn't right away generate sales, or doesn't right away generate, you know, a loyal audience or anything like that. And I want you all to understand, like, when Abby reached out, most of the content that I was creating was simply just either my own clothes in my closet, not a brand deal, things that I was investing time, effort, energy, and money into creating and getting nothing in return for. Or even just like my reels, you know, when I was posting reels, giving like confidence tips and things like that. She's hearing me say that because I was just providing my value. Nobody was paying me. It wasn't resulting in profit. It wasn't resulting in a job. Like, it was literally just me putting content out there because I love to share what I love. I love to embrace what I'm good at. And I did that for years. You know, Abby found me on Instagram in 2021. And my content creation journey started in 2015. And maybe if Abby found me in 2018 or 2019, then maybe Vixen would have launched 3 years ago, 2 years ago. But that's just not how the cookie crumbles. And that's just not how life works out. Abby found me in 2021. And through our collaboration and our work together, a brand came, you know, to be, and something that I've wanted to do for years. It's not that Abby told me to start a brand. I knew I wanted to start this. I knew I wanted to start a brand. I knew I've always wanted to, you know, have a lingerie brand or even just a clothing brand of my own. Like, this was something I've always known, just not something that I ever knew was possible for me, not something that I even knew how to start or how to execute. So getting that amazing connection with Abby didn't happen because I was the most connected. It didn't happen because I had the most resources. It didn't happen because I had the most money or this or that. People love to explain, oh, well, you get this because you did that. You had this because you had that. Like, that's not the case. Abby found me because of my hard work and my consistency and the quality of content that I was putting out there, merely just to brand myself, merely just in hopes of showcasing my credibility and my value. And she saw that in me. So if you're someone right now who is feeling doubtful or feeling, you know, discouraged because you're not seeing the results right away, Abby did not even come across my Instagram until 6 years of creating content. Think about that. And the same thing goes with my management, Sam. Not to get off topic, but I am signed to Zinc Talent Agency as an influencer, but I signed with Sam in 2020. And I'd been creating content since 2015. And that was another thing. Sam emailed me one day being like, yeah, like I came across you on my Explore page. I love your aesthetic. I love your content. Let's do a phone call. So no, I was not well connected. No, I did not have resources. No, I did not have any way to find Sam. She found me because of the content I was putting out that, again, made me no money. I just was super consistent and really hardworking, and I loved what I was doing. So don't ever give up, because if I can get a talent agent to sign me, and if I can get a creative director to want to work with me and help me build something simply through creating content that I love consistently, then so can you. And I hope that you hear that through this episode and through this conversation with Abby, because, you know, it's just a really real conversation. It's not an interview. It's just two friends, you know, talking. And I think that you will all really enjoy this. So please sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and be sure to stay until the end, because I will have a Dear Victoria segment for you all. This one will be on being a rebound girl. Ooh. So stay till the end, because I'll get into that. And make sure that you send me your situations to victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. And your situation just might be included in an upcoming episode of For the Girls. Okay, everybody, please welcome back Abby Hall. I'm so excited to have her on this week because it's the official launch of Vixen the Label. I have been teasing it from the beginning of starting For the Girls. I've been sharing a little bit more as time has gone on, and now the time has come. And Abby was first introduced to you all in the beginning of when I started For the Girls, where we did an episode about, you know, Tone the Agency, which she is the owner of and creative director of. And she was just sharing a lot about branding and things of that sort. But now she's here as the creative director of Vixen the Label as well. And she has done so much more than I can even explain about life for her when it comes to Vixen. So I'm having her on here today because we're going to kind of just talk about Vixen, share the brand's message and how it came to be and everything that you guys can expect moving forward. So without further ado, Abby, introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are in case they did not hear your last episode.
Hey, Vic. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so freaking excited. I can't believe the time has come that Vixen is going to be launching. It has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to be on board and be a part of this journey with you. It's been so much fun, but also been insane. So I've been creative directing with Vic. We have so many stories to tell you about how this even came to be, so I'm excited to jump into that. But like, Vixen is going live. Like, this is crazy. Like, Vixen is here. This queen of lace and loving lace since like 2009 has finally launched a product with lace included. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't see, and if you don't know why she's saying that, she's referring to an Instagram photo that I posted. When did I post it? So it's December. Geez. What time of the year is it? I posted it October 1st when I was like formally really announcing what Vixen is. And in this photo, I'm finally sharing that Vixen is made up, at least the first collection is made up of 6 pieces of lingerie, tons of lace and silk, things of that sort. And so I shared photos of me from my 8th grade prom in 2009, and then my sweet 16 in 2011, and my senior prom in 2013, where I'm wearing literally only lace dresses, because that has always been my style from just the beginning of time. I've only ever wanted to wear lace and like corset style tops and like that sweetheart cut top. Like, I just remember I was such a brat, by the way, when I was younger, which I feel like is probably obvious about me, but I really just was. And like, that was it. I would never not get my way. Like, I would go to every single store until I would find the right dress. And I remember in my eighth grade prom when, do you remember everyone was wearing those like really shiny dresses? Like, I don't even know what they are made out of, practically tin foil. And I'm like, I hate this. I hate that. Lots of like tooling and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I want lace. And I didn't even know what a corset was, but I knew I loved that like sweetheart style and whatever. And I found it in BB. Do you remember that store? BB?
Yes. Oh my God.
And I just like, I remember being like, this is it. This is the dress. And then obviously fast forward when it came time for my sweet 16, everyone was buying their dresses from, I won't even name the places because you wouldn't know them, but like the, you know, Jersey has like huge, like couture stores and very like, I don't even know. They're just like bougie type of dress stores. So my mom took me to every single store and I'm just like, none of these dresses are me. And you don't see it in the photo where I shared my dress, but my sweet 16 theme was Moulin Rouge. I don't know if you know that.
I love that so much. It makes so much sense. If Vic were a time, an era, or like an aesthetic, it would be very Moulin Rouge. Like
so I'll have to show you more photos where you'll see like all like the centerpieces. I had literal like iron wired, whatever you want to call it, Eiffel Tower centerpieces on all my tables. And so when I knew, obviously I was doing Moulin Rouge, I knew I wanted like a corset and feathers and lace, and I wanted all the girls on my dais. Do you even know what a dais is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people, when I talk to people outside of like New York, New Jersey, they don't know what that is. So my dais was like, for those of you who don't know, it's practically like your bridal party, but of a sweet 16. And so I had all these girls who were like literally 14, 15, 16. I'm like, you all have to wear corsets. They're like, what's a corset? And their parents, I just remember like calling my mom and being like, is my daughter supposed to wear a corset to Victoria's Sweet 16? My mom's like, yeah, she is. So anyway, I got my dress custom made. I'm not a designer at all, but I did whatever I could. And I just went to this dressmaker, this little old lady on Staten Island. And I was like, I want this dress. I want to look like Christina Aguilera in the Lady Marmalade music video. Mm-hmm. And that was that. And then, yeah, my high school prom dress as well was like all lace and whatever. And so I know that was a whole backstory, but it's just like, that's literally me. And that's literally Vixen. Like that is what came to be. Cause I feel like it just manifested this.
No, it did. And it's so funny. Cause it's like, and you just said, you're like not a designer. It's like, well, you weren't, but now you are, you have a lingerie brand. Like how crazy.
Yes, that's so true.
You're a brand designer. It's crazy.
Can we back up now? I want to tell people like I want you to tell people how we even met, because you found me through Instagram, which I don't even remember how you did, but you just randomly DM'd me one day.
Yeah. So super random. Love to scroll through Instagram randomly and like find cute aesthetics. And I came across your page and I was like, where does this girl live? I love her vibe. I love what she talks about. I love the neutrals. Like a lot of people don't have an eye for an aesthetic. Like people can appreciate it, but they can't create it. So I was like, ooh, she gets it. So then I reached out to you and I was like, let's do content. I don't even know how that even came to be, because like I really don't DM people that often. But I asked you and I was like, let's do content, whatever. And you're like, okay, sure. Let's meet. Somehow a couple of days later, met up Brickell City Center when you were living in Miami. And we were talking, we were just like having lunch at Casa Tua and just talking about like, I don't know, random nonsense about how we were going to shoot your content, what you wanted to do, and like how you should have a brand. And you were talking about lingerie and you wanted to be introducing more lingerie content to your page, but it was a struggle to find like good quality pieces. Like no matter if you were spending $25 on a piece or if you were spending $250 on a piece, it was rather the same, like low end, low quality. And I was like, why don't you just launch a lingerie brand? Like just make one yourself. And you're like, oh wow, like I actually want to do something. I just didn't realize what. Kind of came to be taking my bathroom break because we were drinking a shit ton of water and coffee. And I came back out and I was like, you should name your brand Vix in the label. It just makes sense. And it was like, let's take Victoria, let's take Sensual, let's merge it together. And Vixen, and like you embody such confidence and like empowerment, and you inspire the shit out of me, for lack of a better term. So it was like, it just makes sense to have such a powerful name that embodies strength and wisdom and courage. And it just, you know, it all came to be literally right there sitting in Brickell City Center the day we met.
Yeah, like I want people to understand the magnitude of what she just said. Like, this was the first time we ever met. So these are two strangers sitting together. We talked about so many things, by the way. Like, I feel like we sat there for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, you know, by the time that we were talking about how I said, you know, I really want to showcase lingerie. And I'm like, yeah, we'd like love to do a brand and whatever. And you're like, oh yeah, you should start it now. I remember thinking like, how do you even begin? Like, where does that even, I don't even know how to start. I knew I wanted to do it, but I never, even though I'm a business person, I've never actually started my own business like that, a tangible product from the ground up. So obviously I'm like, how do you even begin that? And then, yeah, like she said, she just happened to go to the bathroom and I'm just sitting there, I don't know, still eating my pizza. And she comes back. And when she said, name it Vixen, like a Vixen, V-I-X-E-N, but instead Vixen, V-I-C-S-E-N, like your name. And I was obviously super impressed because that's so quick thinking. But I also was just like, this meeting was so meant to be, because obviously everything that happens is meant to be, but I can't even explain the feeling of someone just getting what you want and making it better. You know, like I knew what I wanted, but I didn't have any structure. I didn't have any idea of like how to really bring something to life and make it tangible. And so when Abby not only heard me, but understood me and then raised the bar and elevated it, I'm like, what just happened? Like this, I just remember, do you remember how excited we were sitting?
So crazy. We were just like, this just makes sense. It was like, sometimes you question everything and you have to like look at it with a side eye or like squint your eyes a little bit and be like, but this was just a thing that we're like, this is right. Like this makes sense. This is going to be something, this has to happen. There was like no avoiding it. And then we just like kind of hit the ground running like the next day. Literally, you were like, how do I start? Let's do it. Okay,
that day, legitimately, you guys, that day. So mind you, I met up with Abby not to talk about creating a business. It just came up in our conversation because I was telling her what my content goals were. Like she wanted to shoot, you know, she had said to me, oh, I would love to just give you a complimentary shoot just to kind of like get a feel for each other and whatever and see what kind of content you want to put out there. And I knew I was really wanting to start shooting lingerie and I really wanted to start branding myself with that stuff so that I could eventually launch a brand. So I didn't meet with her with the intention of starting a business that day. Like that wasn't the plan, but after our conversation, once she said the name, I called up my accountant, Tim, in minutes. And I'm like, you need to run, like, I don't know whatever you would call the exact terminology, but I'm like, you need to run the name Vixen, the label, or even just Vixen in general to see if there's any LLCs with this or S corps with this. And like, for those of you who don't know, obviously not everyone's a business person, but you know, that's like what a business is under. It's an LLC or an S corp. And obviously if somebody already has the name, you can't open a business with that same name. You'd have to do something else. So I had him like run it and he emailed me that night and it was like, Vixen the label, especially in that writing is free. Like there's no brand out there with that name. It's yours. So I'm like, take my credit card, pay for it, run it. I want it. Like I need it. Mm-hmm. So legitimately that night it was like filed for an S corp. Like that is like the most like, let's fucking get it thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's so crazy. It's like reminiscing because we're literally a couple of days away from it going live. And by the time that I'm sure this comes out, it will be live or just before.
No, this is coming out on the 10th.
Okay, so it's literally, you guys are listening as today is the freaking day. So happy to have you guys here and hearing about it and being a part of it. But it's been insane. And like Vic and I have aligned on so many things. And aside from business coming out of it, like an incredible friendship has been developed. And we're going to do so many things together, so many adventures to come as well. And it's like so nice when you finally start putting your life in the right direction, you start to manifest other women who have like-minded mindsets. And like you start to align and you start to come together and you're able to build incredible things when you do versus hanging out with people that don't have those ambitions or don't see the world the same way. Like you and I are always living parallel and on the same page. We're like, let's do more with our lives. Let's create something more. Let's be better. How do we evolve? How do we grow? How do we further this? Like, how do we develop better friendships, relationships? Like anything we can do, we're trying to do it 10 steps ahead of everybody else and be way better than we ever were the day before. And it's such an incredible thing, you know?
No, I think that it's so powerful. I love especially how you said, like, once you really get into the zone, you start to attract like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you guys know, I post a lot of content on TikTok, sharing just my values, my personality. I just talk from the heart. And a lot of girls comment, and it makes me sad because girls will comment being like, and this is not me saying that I wouldn't be friends with these people, but they're just saying to me, like, we need to be friends because nobody thinks like me. And again, I'm not trying to say, oh no, I wouldn't be your friend. But to me, it's like, I can't relate because all of my friends think like me, not to say that we're all the same person, but we all are like this like-minded, you know, and we just are all either ambitious, whether we have businesses or we just excel in our careers, super passionate about what they do. They love not only driving themselves to be better people, but my friends are all in like service of others and they all love to help other people. That's like with Abby. So I would say Abby and I are so alike, but also so different in ways. Like we share, I would say for the most part, the same like mindset, the same sort of values. Yeah, the same beliefs and values. But then as far as like personality goes, I even told her this once before. I'm like, I'm super high strung and you're super chill. Like I'm very like, bah, 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 bah. Like I'm always on the go. Not to say that Abby's not always on the go, but I get ahead of myself. I feel like I have no chill whatsoever. I'm very like the second something comes to my head, it needs to be done urgently. And Abby's like, the sky is not going to fall if we don't do this today. Like we'll be fine if we do this tomorrow. And I'm just like, I can't take that for a response. So in those ways, we're different.
I think but like if there was a way to explain in my past life, I was probably like a monk. And in your past life, you were Cher. Like that's like the best way I could explain how polar opposite we are, but we have the same values. Like at the end of the day, we have the same goal of what we want to get to. Our paths of getting there is just so freaking different.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it's funny because like it works
It does.
I don't even know how, like, it's almost like we just balance each other out, you know? Like, I feel like there have been definitely times throughout us working together where you've allowed me to have more patience and I've learned to chill. And then there's also probably been times where you did something more urgently than you would have, because I'm like, I have no patience and this has to get done. So whatever, it works to some degree, but
yeah, it does. And I think also that our ways of handling business really complement each other, because I'm a very passive person and you're like, no, like, let this person know it's unacceptable, put them in their place, whatever. And it just makes me back to, like, the other day when we're emailing something with manufacturing and right away I got feisty and you're like, that's aggressive. And I was like, wow, my Vic is coming out. Like, what's happening?
No, literally, guys, like, we were emailing, no joke, not to each other. We were on the same email to somebody else. And the way that she was so direct and just very, like, assertive, I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, Abby, that was a lot. She's like, sometimes you just got to get shit done. But in any case, let's talk a little bit more about Vixen and, like, what it really means. So and I would love for you to give your own, like, definition of it as well. Like, for me, what I envision when Vixen was coming to life and what I want you all to feel is I want you to think of this as, like, your highest self, your 2.0 self. Like, the insecure version of you isn't going to be shopping on vixenthelabel.com. Like, if you are in a place right now where you're, like, not feeling good about yourself or not feeling confident, you might look at the pieces and turn the other way and be like, oh, I'll get that when I feel better, or I'll get that when I'm in a better mood. It's not necessarily going to be something that you look at as a necessity, right? It's not just typically a pair of jeans. Like, everybody wears a pair of jeans on a regular day, but the person who is going to be shopping on vixenthelabel.com is going to be you feeling confident and feeling empowered and feeling like, I don't care who I am, what I look like, this, that, and the third, this is made for me. I do embody, you know, high standards. I do embody poise and sophistication. And, like, that is what Vixen is meant to be. Of course, I think Vixen is a very sexy brand, but it's not going to be the type of lingerie that you look at and see as, like, risque or scandalous. You're going to see it as totally confident, totally just, like, classy and luxury. And that, to me, is what I want people to embody and experience, like, their own Vixen experience. Is just, I want women to wear it and have everyone complimenting them and being like, where did you get that bodysuit? Or where did you get that corset when they're out? And then when they're home wearing it as lingerie, they just feel powerful, or they just feel like, I'm the sexiest person in the world right now. So that, to me, is, like, what I really want people to feel and to experience and to understand and, like, envision when it comes to what Vixen is.
Absolutely. And I think also, like, one thing I realized about Vixen is you're not selling lingerie, you're selling confidence. Like, you're not selling a thong, you're not selling a bra. Like, yes, that's the tangible thing you hold with it, but it's everything that Vixen embodies. And that is complete taste and confidence and empowerment and leadership. And regardless of where your mind is at, you're going to put this on, you're going to be like, no, I remember who I am now. Like, I'm her. I'm showing up as me. I'm my best version of myself. And, like, you put these pieces on and they, like, grab every part of your body perfectly, no matter if you're a beanpole like me, for example, or if you're very voluptuous and curvy and have a beautiful curve to your body or hourglass figure. This is going to hug your waist in perfectly and you're going to feel incredible. Like, it doesn't matter the body type. You're literally going to slip this on, you're going to be like, I am a Vixen, no doubt about it.
Totally. I feel like the bodysuit is insane with curves because it has that, what do you call it? A high leg, like the cut. Yeah. That high leg cut. When I put that on, I literally was like, wait, my waist all of a sudden was, like, cinched in. My hips were, like, all of a sudden they had that more, and I have hip dips. And so for me, I always recognize my hip dips in certain things. And not to say that it makes me insecure, there's nothing to be insecure about, but it's not, to me, the most flattering thing on my body. And then when I had this on with that cut, just the way that it looks all of a sudden, I'm like, I have no hip dips. I have, like, these curvy hips. Like, I love the way that it fits. I mean, let me also say it will be in the product descriptions. Obviously, the bodysuit does run small. So I wouldn't say that you have to size up, but if you're like in between sizes, if you're like, sometimes I'm a small, sometimes I'm a medium, you're probably better off in a medium. But for me, I'm like a very true extra small. So I did get the extra small and it does fit, but it's certainly sometimes I'm like jiggling my butt getting in there. But I like that one to me is probably the most like silhouette enhancing. What you were loving the brief, right?
The brief is literally incredible because I think that's why I pushed you putting it in this collection for myself selfishly, because I love a good high leg, but I'm also like, okay, sometimes you put on a brief and you pull it high leg and then it gets loose in the front or pulls in the back a little bit weird. This lays perfectly and you can literally, the days you don't want a high leg and you want to wear it mid rise or low rise, it perfectly snug in either height or all three heights, you know, which is so nice. And like back to the bodysuit real quick though, basically what Vic was trying to say is it's like the Body Sculptor 3000. Like if you literally want to be cinched and held into place, the bodysuit's for you. But I do love the brief so much. And the bra is it looks so nice on any cup size. Like if you have no boobs or you have a full C or full D, like it just hugs perfectly and holds everything in place. And it looks so cute and like classy. It's not like a bra where you put it on, you feel raunchy, or a thong and you put it on, you feel raunchy. It's like, it's just classy and tasteful. I don't know.
Yeah. That's yeah. I really do feel like that bra is an everyday bra. And I think that a lot of people would consider an everyday bra to be, I don't know exactly what you would call the material, but like not lace. Yeah. Just that smooth. Yeah. Cup, like whatever, no detailing on it. And I know that there's detailing on this bra, but obviously this bra is actually not see-through in comparison to the corset. Like the corset is see-through, so with this bra you are going to get full coverage, and it is it's like a flat lace, like she's saying about the brief. I don't even know what the right perfectly good words to use to explain where I'm going with this, but
you not like a bulky lace that's like piled up under your clothes. Like it looks flat and smooth and can look nice under a top.
Like, yeah, it would never be bunchy. Like I think about like lingerie that I have and lingerie that I have from other brands, and their lace is very like debossed. So it's very outward. So you'll actually see like the outline of like the lace or the lump of the lace. And all of a sudden it looks like you have like torpedo nipples in your shirt and it's not even your nipple. It's just the way that the seam is at the very front of the bra. So like you can't wear that bra every day. That's literally meant to be worn only by itself, not under anything. So as much as this is a bra that's lingerie that you can wear, you know, by itself, you can definitely wear it under other things. So that's super important. And also one of my favorite features that is going to be on the website about the brief, how she was mentioning the three different heights of the, you know, like the
waistband. Like the you can wear it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to see it. So for those of you who prefer high rise, or those of you who prefer mid rise, or those of you who prefer low rise, you will get to see it in the way that you prefer with the brief. So that's super cool. And then of course we also have the corset and thong. And then we also have the
play suit.
Yeah. Oh,
the play suit is so good. And I don't think people are ready for it. I really don't. Cause like we were hesitant in the creation. I mean, like how do we perfect this? Like you were so worried about the cuts, the ruffles, everything. And I think you nailed this one perfectly because it also sculpts you in, but like not in a, I'm uncomfortable. It's like, if you sit down, it's like has such a good give and stretch to it. And the fabric is so soft and super buttery and like easy to slip on. And it really does look super nice, but it also like looks nice on the butt as well. Like the cut being that it's high leg, it gives you an hourglass figure, even if your figure is a rectangle, you know? So yeah, it's like,
totally.
It's so nice how the cut lays.
Yeah. And Abby definitely talked me off the ledge with this piece, because there was, first things first, I will say you know, I'm a very vulnerable person when it comes to my content, like in my podcast, in my TikTok, on Instagram. All I can ever do is share my 100% feelings, right? So I can't consistently put out content if I'm being very curated with it and everything is pre-planned, because life doesn't always go as planned. So I'm very, very genuine in the things that I say. And I've certainly said along the lines over the past few months in my podcast, like going through moments of like doubt or just being nervous or just like things aren't going the way that you would hope. And there were certainly times where obviously this process has been going on through the height of, last year in 2021 is when we started February, like during the middle of like the whole pandemic situation. And now we have inflation going on. And like, this is like a really hard time to start a business, like a very hard time to start a business. Prices are more expensive than ever. Shipping is taking longer than ever. Production is taking longer than ever. So throughout this past year, there have been many moments of like doubt or frustration. And I certainly took some of that doubt and frustration out on, for some reason, this piece on the Alessandra Play Suit. I don't know why, but for some reason, I just had a lot of doubt around it. And Abby kept saying like, Vic, this is going to be probably your bestseller. This is going to probably be an absolute favorite that you will need to restock immediately. And I'm like, you think. And then fast forward to the day of the shoot where we have our gorgeous model, Brooke, who, I mean, she looks good in everything, obviously, but she looked exceptional in I never saw a model in real life look that good. I obviously see models on the internet, but seeing Brooke in the play suit, just like my mind was blown at I think I really did need to see it on someone other than myself. I think looking at it on myself for so long, and keep in mind, I was going through terrible skin troubles. So for the past year, my acne was on 100. So I was already not feeling good when I looked in the mirror. Thank God that I have cleared my skin and healed my skin now, but I was already struggling with that. And then, you know, you're home, your hair is dirty, it's in a bun, it's greasy. Like, I obviously wasn't looking my best when I was looking at myself in the mirror in it. So the amount of times that I just was like, fuck this piece, like I wanted to love it. And I just had such a love-hate relationship with it. But once I saw her, I saw everything that Abby had been telling me. And instantly I'm like, this is going to be it. And so once I started posting it, because obviously on like in the end of September, I posted a very brief teaser where you'd simply just see little bits and pieces of the styles. You didn't even see them in full. And even the little tiny snippets of that play suit, everyone was in the comments like, I need that silk bodysuit. Like, you know, they couldn't even tell what it really was, but they're just like, I need that. People were reposting it saying like, this is going to be like in my closet immediately. People were commenting and just seeing the feedback from people on how much they loved it. You know, that saying that's like, you don't even know how beautiful your features are to a complete stranger. Like, we get so used to seeing ourselves that we get so hard on ourselves, but then somebody sees us for the first time and thinks like we're the most beautiful people. That's the place you like, once these strangers and new eyes saw it, they were just like super reassuring. I'm like, okay, she was right.
And also, like, when you look at something for so long, like, you second guess it, you know, like, we've been looking at this play suit for a year. So like, having that happen is just human nature. You know, when you look at something for so long, you're tired of it, right?
Over a year even.
Yeah, no, definitely over it. It was a lot.
Because I got my first round of samples in June of last year. Isn't that crazy? It's October of 2022. And I got my first round of samples in June of 2021.
That's insane. So yeah, it's been a long time. We've been hanging in there, but it's like, it's normal for you to look at something for so long and want to fix it or change it or like be over it. But it's like also goes to show that you are very much a person who is able to stick through and be committed and is for longevity. You don't want quick money. You don't want quick changes. You don't want quick. You are someone who is willing to put in the work for the long haul. And you're willing to like go through all of those mixed emotions, ups and down roller coasters to get to your end goal. And that end goal being perfection, because it was fixed and tweaked numerous times until we got to the point we're at now. And then seeing it at that photo shoot, I just remember looking at you and be like, Vic, it's like live, like it's happening. Like, this is the moment. Like, are you so excited? And you literally just have this like giddy look on your face where you were like so full of like, I don't know, I guess it's like, you were so proud and you were like, wow, it happened. You know, like the little inner child of Vic was screaming, looking at all the pieces, you know, like it was just cute. And it was so precious to just see something that you've worked so hard for, like come to fruition. You know, it's like, it's here.
Yeah. And I think that that giddy look that you're referring to was relief. I literally was so relieved because, you know, the worst thing in the world is losing your excitement for something. I would never say losing your passion, because trust me, if I lost my passion, we wouldn't even have made it to this point. But, you know, you lose that like initial spark that you had, and then you get, in a sense, I hate the word discouraged, but you get that like discouragement, or you just feel down. And it really had nothing to do with the brand. It had nothing to do with the piece. And it had everything to do with, like I said, like things getting more expensive, time taking so much longer than we initially planned. We thought this was going to be done a year ago, you know? So when that all happens, it's like, okay, we just have to, like the saying is, you make your plans and God laughs. Like, we just have to trust the process and go with the flow. And there has been a lot of trust happening throughout this process. And I am someone who personally is a bit of a control freak. And I have had to put so much trust into things that I like, people and things that I literally had no control over. And there were a lot of times where I've learned to not act impulsively, or to not, you know, there were certainly times, even we went through a really hard time together when, you know, I was feeling like certain things weren't being met, and you were working on other things. And at the end of the day, there was nothing more that you really even could have done for me at that time. But I was just freaking out, and it wasn't even you, it was more of me having no control, and I wanted to control the situation. And so that's also something important for you all to know too. Like, not everything goes smoothly. Like, Abby and I are great friends and we're business partners and we work well together, but we also had our low point too earlier on that we had to overcome together. And we did. We met up in person and we talked face to face and we did this together. And, you know, we were emotional and we're girls, and like girls doing business is like, you know, things come out. But at the end of the day, we both shared the same mission. So no matter, we were never arguing against each other. We were arguing in favor of the same things, you know? So it's a true partnership. It's like a freaking marriage, you know, like we're on the same team here, you know? So we both want the same things to happen, and we both want the same, you know, success and the same result. And so once we like really got on the right same page, I knew what I needed to change and what I needed to let go of. And that was major control. Like, I just always need control. And this year, I would say like the past year, so like 2021 to now, like I have drastically changed in that sense, even though it's still a work in progress. I really learned the power of patience and the power of trusting in the process, because I even put so much trust in Abby that it's like, there are things that I won't even give my opinion on because I'm like, Abby knows better. So as you guys might know, my cousin Camille is working with me. And so, you know, we work together on so many things, and she'll be like, oh, we should do it this way or whatever. And say that specific thing is technically under Abby's job, like description in the sense. I'm like, that's part of Abby's job. And I don't even want to tell her that we should do that, because I think that she'll get it just the way she wants. And I trust in her. Like, even if we imagine something to go one way, I have to put the trust that like Abby knows my vision. Abby knows what I want to do, and I'm not worried, you know? So I let it go. So there have certainly been things where like I've had ideas. Obviously you wouldn't even know because I didn't even tell you. I'm like, I just don't even want to give her my opinion. I just want her to do it.
I think it's funny, because I think that maybe we messed up naming the collection one, and it should have been like Patience Collection, because it really was a lot of patience learned. But I'm proud of you, because you can see such a difference in like even your demeanor and like the way you show up for things. You literally have just let go. Like, you're just like, okay, I'm going to have it when I'm supposed to. It's going to happen as it should. And anything forced is probably going to be thrown back in my face. So you're really just like, you are trusting the process to a T, honestly. It's such a positive change to see as well. Cause it's like, you also, your whole energy and everything feels lighter. You know, you're just like, okay, let's just let it be. Let's let it go. I know I'm doing every part that I can, and the things that I can't handle and I can't control, I'm just going to trust that they're going to be done the way they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually I'm not even going to lie. Like, I do not want to diagnose myself here, but I really think that I might have OCD. Like, I really think that I really should probably get it checked out, because sometimes it's really bad. Like, it really is. But the fact that I've been able to calm myself down and really just like let myself let go of a lot of things is a lot bigger than a lot of people give me credit for. So, and also, let's also keep in mind that I am from New York, so we don't really have patience, but you know, I try, I do what I can. And then the last pieces that we didn't really get into detail about was the corset and the thong, which I believe that the adjustable straps on the thong was your idea, right?
Yes, it's because like, you ever get a thong and you know, and you're like, okay, it's so cute, I ordered my size, or I ordered a size up, and it is cutting in so badly, and like things are looking like they shouldn't be. There's a little bit of like Michelin man things happening in the corners where the straps go. So it was the idea with the thong is that you can wear it also again, any level you want to wear it, low rise, high rise, mid rise. But you can also wear it to your comfort. So like, if you want this extra small to extend to a small medium, you have that ability because you're able to adjust the strap to do so. So you have so much flexibility with your sizing. Like, also as women, when we're getting our periods, our body is fluctuating so much with like 5 pounds or so around that time, and the gut bloating, you still want to wear this thong. You still want to feel good right before your period. You still can, because you have that flexibility to adjust those straps and not have it cut in areas you don't want it to. So it's just like, it's a flexible piece for a flexible person, you know, like life fluctuates, so should your thongs.
Totally. And I love the adjustable straps because, as you guys know, I just love anything gold, and it's that gold detail to me makes it so much more luxurious, and it adds something to it. Like, I can just picture the thong right now in my head without the gold detail, without the adjustable straps, and I would feel like something is missing, and I wouldn't be able to put my finger on it. I'd be like, something is off here and I don't know what it is. And it's that, like, that little beautiful dainty gold detail really just elevates it to another level, because who has hardware on their thongs? Like, not many people do. That's like a very extra detail that might be overlooked when it is there. But when you think about it, very rarely do you have hardware and gold details on your thong. So I love that it's there, because I really think that it just makes it an elevated piece. And then of course we have the corset, which is named the Victoria after me, because if you missed the whole beginning story talking about my corsets and my lace obsession, this is it. Like, this piece to me is Vixen. I know Abby might think others, but for me, the Victoria corset is what Vixen the label is to me, because that one, I would say, was the most intricate process, the most detailed process, the most expensive process. I spent the most time and money on the corset and the thong as well, because that lace had, like, I have had manufacturers, you guys, running around from mill to mill for over a year to get the perfect lace for this piece. And so this piece, like this corset and thong, took the longest to make, and it's actually going to be shipping, you know, later than other products, because it's not even going to be completely fulfilled for today's launch, because of the fact that that was the one piece that I'm like, there is zero chance of me settling. There is zero chance of me just like letting it go and accepting it. This piece needs to be perfected. This is the one thing that I will have full total control over, because I knew that the corset was going to be the most special to me personally. Even just like you said, that like inner child Victoria, that That is that piece for me. And so that's why that piece has such special detailing, such special lace on it, took the longest to create and to really execute and to even just be put through production, because it took like lots and lots and lots of hands in that process to really like do their job.
Absolutely. And like, you've perfected it. And now it's not just the piece that people have to wear at home. It's so exciting because you are going to, I already know this. I'm going to see Vic at least 3 times a week wearing this damn piece with her leather pants because it's fall now. And I just, I'm ready for it. I've accepted it. I prepared myself for the content. And I just know that every girl on their girls' night out needs the Victoria corset.
100%. Like, that is your girls' night out top. I will say, it is nipply, right? It's pretty nipply.
It's not bad. It's just like, there's a little nipple.
Yeah, it's a little. Like, it's not the worst, but it's definitely a little nipply. But it's so true to me. Like, that, my nipples are out every time I go out. Like, let's just call it what it is. I don't wear bras when I go out. I'm not shy about nipples. They exist. They are what they are. And so, yeah, you guys know me. I'm always wearing lace. I'm always wearing corsets. I'm always wearing something mesh or see-through to some degree. And it's not the most see-through, but it definitely is a little bit. So for some of you who maybe would really care about that, of course you could wear little like pasties underneath or whatever. But for those of you who don't, especially if like you're living in New York City, come on, my New York City girls are definitely going to be wearing this easily with a leather skirt or leather pants this fall. But yeah, some of you might care a little bit, some of you might not, but I know for me, I will be wearing it, rocking it exactly how it is. I'm so excited to just wear it out and have people be like, I love that corset. Like I said, people are going to be complimenting you in Vixen. Right. I can't wait for them to be like, where is it from? And I'm like, it's mine, bitch.
And they're gonna be like, I get it, but like, where is it from? You're gonna be
like, oh my God, yeah. They're like, oh, it's mine. Okay.
Yeah.
It's from where? No, it's literally mine.
That's so cool. I didn't even think about like, you're gonna have that happen. And it's gonna be so thrilling because you're just gonna be like, it's here. And someone knows where it is. And you don't have to turn around and like scramble to look at the tag. You just know it's Vixen the label.
100%. 100%. It's like the most exciting. So those are all the pieces. Now, one thing that we were working on, we might still end up making this video just for the Instagram content in general, but one thing that we were trying to film at the end of our shoot day, but we got, you know, cut off, was a couple questions. We were going like the Vogue 73 questions route, but we only came up with 10 questions, just to be honest with you all. And so Abby had some questions for me about Vixen. So why don't we get into them?
Let's do it. These things are regarding to Vixen, kind of where she started it, where it's going, a little bit about the vibe. So you guys can really feel what Vic was trying to embody with the collection. And I'm super excited. So let's get into it. Question one, what's one word to describe Vixen the label?
Confidence.
If it isn't obvious, what is a Vixen?
A Vixen is a woman who obviously exudes confidence, but also her feminine side. Femininity is very, very, very important and at the forefront of this collection. And of course, sensuality. That's what the second half of the word Vixen is. It's all about that sensuality. So a Vixen is timeless. She's sophisticated. She's poised. And she really embodies those high standards and always raises the bar. She's not afraid to challenge herself. She's not afraid to get out of her comfort zone. And she's also certainly not afraid to go after what she wants. She's always asking for what she wants.
That is a lovely answer. And what inspired the brand to come to life?
Vixen, I was inspired to start Vixen because everything that I do comes from the vision that I have of that next version of me. So I wanted a brand that could encapsulate me as myself, as Victoria, but the highest version of her, the most confident version of her, because I would say I've done so much inner work and so much self-development that I'm at a great place, but I even know that there's more to come. So when I was envisioning, you know, Vixen, I was really inspired by her, that like 3.0 version of me.
I love that. And if Vixen were a song, what would it be?
You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore. Can we talk about this situation for a second, guys? So You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore is one of my favorite songs ever. And that's why, if you notice my tattoos, I have the word free tattooed in my like arm here, because it's from the lyric, I'm young and I love to be young, I'm free and I love to be free, and blah, 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 the whole rest of the song, obviously. But I just went with the word free. Keep in mind, I wanted to get the whole thing tattooed on me. I'm very glad I didn't, because that is a very long chorus. So I don't know why I was thinking that for a minute, but I did end up settling for just free. Thank God. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs. My mother raised me around that kind of music, and I always loved it. My mom's favorite Leslie Gore song, which this is, okay, if you guys want to know the difference between me and my mom, both Leslie Gore songs, so we're similar in that way, but You Don't Own Me is all about like that bad bitch confidence. My mom's favorite Leslie Gore song is It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To.
She's so cute and dainty. I love it.
It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, Cry If I Want To, Cry If I Want To. You would cry too if it happened to you. That's my mom. So anyway, point is, that's the song that is like Vixen. That is everything. And so I've said that from the beginning. As soon as I got to Abby's house, the day that we were like about, you know, the weekend that we were going to shoot, Abby was just trying to get a feel for it. And she asked me this question. And without hesitation, I'm like, You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore. She's like, oh, I never heard of like that version. I think that's what you said, right? You're
yeah,
like, I didn't
heard the original.
Yeah, she hadn't heard the original one. She heard like the newer one. So whatever, then we've been playing it that whole week. And now for the past couple of weeks, I've been playing it all day, because now it's launch time. So any and all inspiration that can come to me, I'm really trying to get. And so anyway, it was the first of October, which was when I was making that initial post, like I just mentioned, and I'm posting it and I'm fully thinking about Vixen and I have the nervous jitters and, you know, everyone just always is looking for a sign. God, give me a sign that everything is going to go well, right? And everything is going to work out. And I'm sitting in the car with my parents on a long drive. I'm in my dad's car. So, you know, he's listening to his Sirius FM, what's it called? Sirius XM radio, something like that. And he's just listening to that. And it's like, oh my God, it's like AC/DC is coming on and the Beatles and like all these, you know, typical things that he listens to. I press post and, you know, the comments are coming through and I'm feeling the feelings. No joke, 30 seconds later, You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore comes on the radio. My eyes like welled up with tears and I like freaked the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm in the car with my mom and my dad and they're like, what? Speak, like, say, what are you saying? And I couldn't even speak. So I start recording to show Abby, to send Abby a video, obviously, because that was, you know, my first step was to show Abby. And it's funny in the video because my mom starts playing with the radio. I don't even know what she was trying to do, if she was trying to raise the volume or what, but she starts clicking around. So you hear me in the video. I'm like, if you shut this song off right now, I'm going to lose my shit. Do not mess up this radio. Let go of the controller right now. Leave it alone. And it was like such an insane moment how in that moment, I'm, like I said, feeling the feelings of Vixen and the Vixen song comes on. And that to me is the true meaning of getting a sign and manifestation and abundance and just the whole thing. And I know that was a long-winded answer to that question, but I want you guys to just understand like how impactful that song is to me.
I think it's so fun when you're going through all of the motions of like a new journey and it's like scary and you're overwhelmed and whatever. And you finally, like, you gave up, right? You just like let it go. You posted, you're like, oh, okay, we're out, we're here. And then you just got that sign, like, you did it. You did the right thing. Like, this is exactly where you're supposed to be at the exact moment, at the exact time. And like, here's your song. Like, you launched it. Like, I'm here with you. Whether it's the universe, whether it's God, however people see it, you got your sign that you were in the right place at the right time. And you did the right thing.
Totally.
All right, let's get into your next question. Who are some celebrity vixens?
So you mentioned her before, Cher, which is so funny because she's totally a vixen and you're like, you were Cher in your past life. And I will take that. I'm here for that. Next would have to be Bella Hadid, who has slowly made her way all the way to the top of my like favorites list. She's everything and more. She is high fashion. I love Bella Hadid. So she's super, like, she's such a vixen because one, she's very confident and obviously she's beautiful, but she is so sweet. Like, I don't know if you ever see videos of her, but she just gives nice girl energy. And I love that someone who's super sexy doesn't give bitchy energy. You know, like, I just love that she's a nice girl, at least from what I see. She could be a horror and I wouldn't know, but from what I see, she's a nice girl. Next, of course, Rihanna. Rihanna is probably one of the most confident celebrities out there. She is the type who, even down to like her music, how everyone's been demanding music from her for years. And she's like, I don't care what you want. I'm doing what I want. Like, that's really it. You're going to get what I give you and you're going to like it. I know she's singing now at the Super Bowl, which is amazing, but she is truly confident. And then I'm also going to have to go with Cindy Crawford and Angelina Jolie. I just think they are really beautiful women who are, you know, they're just iconic. Like Cindy Crawford, I mean, first of all, her daughter is even a little mini vixen, Kaia Gerber. She's stunning. You would blend into the Crawford and Gerber family. You're a freaking long, skinny girl like them. So they're iconic. And then Angelina Jolie, I mean, she's like, who's more beautiful than Angelina Jolie? Come on. Like, they're just.
Angelina Jolie is so herself. Like, whatever she wants to do, she's doing, living her own life, abiding by her own rules. And I think that's exactly what the vixens embody. It's like, yeah, they are so themselves. You don't even question it.
She's very like mysterious too. Like, she gives a lot, but then when you really peel back the layers, you're like, it's actually nothing. Like, I feel like I know Angelina Jolie, but I know nothing about Angelina Jolie at the same time.
It's forever a mystery. Like, you're just like intrigued, always intrigued. Into the next question. How many pieces are in collection one?
6. And I cannot wait to expand.
If Vixen were a drink, what would it be?
Ooh, okay. If Vixen were a drink, it would be a glass of champagne. But if we're talking about a cocktail, like some little mixology there, Vixen is an espresso martini.
Sophisticated. I'm into it. What's your favorite piece from collection one?
Of course, the Victoria, if I have not made that clear. What's your favorite piece? I want to know your specific favorite.
My favorite, honestly, is the Esme bra and the Natalina brief, like the cheeky brief. I love it. Like, nothing. Okay, I have really long legs. I'm 6 feet tall. So like, nothing is better when like you just turn around and you have like a high leg. Your legs are ridiculously long. You just have like a cheeky looking butt and like a really nice fitting thong or brief. Yeah. A dream. If Vixen were a place, where would it be?
Paris. It's got to be Paris. I mean, like I said, Moulin Rouge, Sweet 16, French vibes. Like, I mean, no, Vixen was not made in France, but to me, I'm going to pretend that I'm getting all the French vibes, very Parisian vibes. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll eventually do like a Parisian themed shoot or something of the sort. If anyone's here for it, me and Abby will gladly send ourselves to Paris to shoot it. But yeah, it's just like, that's the vibe.
It is. It's like the gold mirror aesthetic, which is the gold accents on the pieces. There's like the bust that will be seen in the content, like from the statues that you would see in Paris. There is like the black lace, which looks like a black detailed staircase walking down the steps. Or like the lace kind of looks like the Eiffel Tower textures and how everything's wound over. So like everything is super inspired by Paris. I can completely see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so into your next question and final question. If I wanted to really embody and dive myself into Vixen and do that through the power of a scent, what would the scent of Vixen be?
Ooh, easily Le Labo Santal 33. If you know, you know. The girls that get it. And the girls that don't need to go buy Le Labo Santal 33.
They literally
do. That is Vixen. I feel like you're better with descriptive words. Can you describe, for those who don't know, what Le Labo Santal 33 smells like?
It's like a mixture of like luxury and mystery and sophistication and musk and like sultry at the same time. So it's like you smell it and you're like, I want to dive into this and I like want to be wrapped up in it. And then you're like, but if I do, I'm going to be such a more elevated version of myself when I do. So like you put it on and you're like, I'm instantly classy and timeless and sophisticated. And I should probably be drinking an espresso martini right now.
Well, that's perfect because Vixen is an espresso martini. You probably also feel like you should be in Paris, which is perfect because Vixen is Paris. You probably will feel like Cher, which makes total sense because Cher is a Vixen. They're probably listening to You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore. It all makes sense. Guys, do you have the scene set in your head right now? Like the scene is very much set for me.
I hope that everyone who is scrolling on this website when this launches today, they are blasting that song, and I will be thoroughly disappointed if they're not. And if you are blasting that song, please go comment on Vixen the Label on Instagram and let us know you're blasting it. Share that you're blasting it because we're so doing the same thing all day long.
100%, 100%. We should get, we should make Vixen like MySpace days where you used to code a song into your profile. So if somebody went to your MySpace profile, they would hear like your song, your mood. I used to be like T-Pain on there. I don't know why, but but that'll be it. You're going to come to my MySpace page on Vixen and there you go. You're going to be hearing it. Any last words to wrap this up for Vixen and for those listening?
I think that it, my final words would probably be whatever you want in life, you just have to go for it. And you need to be building yourself up and connecting with the right people because you never know, a conversation you might have might lead you into your biggest adventure. And it goes without saying because ours started at Brickell City Center. But I think that you shouldn't be afraid to dive into whatever you want. And I think that it's time to step into a higher version of yourself. It's time to step into a more confident version of yourself. And you can do that while wearing a piece of Vixen's pieces.
Mic drop. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. I absolutely love that. And my final words, because Abby got that whole side of it, but my final words are going to just be a thank you for those who do support and for those who support, whether it be by reposting and sharing or tagging or liking or following or commenting or yes, purchasing on the website or referring a friend and sharing to your friends. Like this is a small business, you know, seeing it finally all come to life. It's a very humbling feeling and a very satisfying feeling. And so for anyone who launches, you know, a business, no matter how big or small, like every sale counts, every shout out counts, every like counts. And it all really validates that what you're doing is worth it and is special. And so I'm really proud to have gotten to this place. And I'm just really excited to share, you know, Vixen with all of you. And I'm really excited for those of you who do purchase. And I can't wait for your feedback and your reviews. And I just hope that everybody loves it as much as I do. So that is it. Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure that you head to vixenthelabel.com to shop. And that's VICSEN, the label, not VIXEN. And yeah.
And now it is time for our Dear Victoria segment. Let's get into it. Dear Victoria, I've been working at my job for about 9 months, and in the last few months became extremely close with a certain guy. We both consider each other best friends. He just got out of a 6-year on and off relationship about a month ago. They broke up because for a long time, he knew they were just better off as friends, and it felt forced to hang out and talk and all that good stuff. Well, we've hung out a few times as friends, and now we've started to have sex and all that. Ooh, spicy. He's a really genuine guy, and we just connect so easily. I could go on and on about how happy he makes me. How we talk, what he does for me, but it would be way too much. Got it. The advice I need is it too soon to have a connection that fast after a breakup? Am I a rebound girl? And I just want to know how you feel about the situation in general. Okay, so this can obviously go one of two ways. There could very much be a chance that you are a rebound girl. There could very much be a chance where, you know, we've all been there. We all get blindsided by someone who, you know, will lead you on and have sex with you and tell you all the things that you want to hear and then eventually turn it into,
you know, I just got out of a relationship. You know, I don't want a girlfriend. You know, I'm not looking for anything serious right now, blah, 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 blah. And then it leaves you like, so what have we been doing all this time? So obviously that happens. And there's the chance that that happens. But then there's the other chance where I think of relationships, even that I know personally, where they're like, oh my God, yeah, you know, we ended up getting married. Meanwhile, he had just had a girlfriend all this time. And, you know, when you know, it's meant to be and blah, blah, blah. And there have been situations where people just get out of a relationship or either just go through a divorce and end up finding their person really quickly after. And one thing to note is that you said for a long time they were better off as friends. So it seems like the breakup was a long time coming and he might have been checked out even before they broke up. So in this specific case, even if they had only broken up a month ago, the relationship may have been over months prior if they both were on the same page that like it felt forced to even spend time together, you know, like if they both just knew that this relationship was over and that they were better off as friends. I mean, that's what you said. He knew they were better off as friends. I don't know if she knew that or if he knew that. So what I think is that if you really want like something serious with this person, and if you really want to know for sure what's happening, then I would ask him what his intentions are right now. And not to say like, what are we, but just like, what do you want in general? Like, are you just looking to have fun? Are you looking to have another relationship? Like, where is your head at? What are you willing to make time for? What are you willing to prioritize? Can you even prioritize a relationship, or do you feel like you're not in the space for that? Because I at least want to know, like, for my sake, if we should just be friends or if we should keep doing what we're doing, because here's what I want, you know, or here's what I personally am ready for. Because it's not even a matter of just like, I want this and you want that. Someone can want something and also not have the mental capacity to handle it at the moment. So he might really like you and he might really want to keep spending time with you and really, you know, getting these feelings for you, but also could just be going through the healing of a breakup. Like, it is possible for someone to have, you know, a mental toll or a toll on their heart from going through a breakup. So with that being said, I really just think that clear communication is all you can do. I mean, for me personally, if this were me, first things first, what I do know, regardless of what I think, I know that I would know in my gut what this is. I know that I have a very strong intuition, and I know that my intuitive side would tell me everything I need to know. So like, any time that something has gone sour or that a relationship turned into like, you know, not what I wanted it to, it was almost like I had a self-fulfilling prophecy. I knew it wasn't going to work out, and I would say, yeah, this is not going to be a thing. Like, I know that this will be over before it even starts. I know that this is not going to last. And then that's exactly what happens. It ends, it doesn't last. So I know it in my gut. And then, yeah, it's that self-fulfilling prophecy. I kind of like make it happen because I almost like manifested it to happen, but I just knew. So if you're like, in my gut, I know that this is the one, like, we know it, you know, this has been going on for months now or weeks now of us really building this genuine friendship, and he is like treating me like a queen, then like, yeah, this really might be it. So for a fact, you need to go on your intuition and you need to trust those feelings. But then the other thing that I was going to say, what I think that I would do if this were me, like, I think that I would need to let him know, like, listen, obviously you're giving me no reason to like doubt your feelings for me. But I do just want to make sure that you know that you can always like tell me where you're at. And like, obviously we have a great time when we are together and, you know, you built this like friendship first, which is, I think, great. But yeah, like, remember that we're friends first. So if you're ever like feeling any type of way about like your breakup or about your ex, like, you know, just feel free to tell me. I feel like that's where I would be at as well. Just to remember, like, we were friends at the forefront of this. Let's keep that friendship intact, and this way you can still like tell me like where your head is at and don't like feel weird now to tell me that, because obviously I would respect honesty more than being led on. And you know, even just thinking about it, as I really emphasized on the friendship situation there, don't they say sometimes that the best relationships come from friendships? I mean, you said we both consider each other best friends, and you, in the last few months, you became extremely close, and then they broke up a month ago. So you were becoming best friends for a few months, even leading up to them breaking up. It's not like you became best friends once he was single. Then I'd be like, girl, you didn't become best friends. He just wants to have sex with you. But you became best friends throughout the relationship anyway. And then, yeah, things turned into more. And sometimes that happens with friends. It becomes more. So you never know. That could be that as well. So maybe to a degree, you are a rebound girl in the literal sense of like, yeah, you're the one he turned to after a breakup. I guess by default, that is a rebound in a sense. But it doesn't mean that that's what he sees you as. It doesn't mean that he's like, oh yeah, she's just my rebound. So it could be. He could be just another sociopath who turns around and says, you're crazy. You knew that this was never going to be anything. This is just a rebound. Or he could, you know, really see you the way that you describe it. You're his best friend that he treats really well and also is falling for. So I would just make sure that you listen to your intuition and you really practice open and honest communication to get as much out of him as you possibly can directly to your face. So that's all we have for now. Thank you girls so much for listening. Vixen the Label is now live. Be sure to check it out, and I will see you all next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.